as we will receive our highest commodity. Our highest commodity, we want to understand this. It's not like Santa Claus is coming and providing us liberation that's somehow separate, like we're these birds just praying for help. So when we're receiving our highest commodity, they're showing me, like they're saying the strength of the gods. And so remember, like biblically, do you know that ye are gods? So this is what we're introducing to ourselves. We're understanding our power. We're understanding our liberation. So what we're standing under, so all of us have seen like images with, you know, our I am presence or the chakra system, but whatever image comes to mind. In my application, my visioning, I'm literally seeing Egyptian, oh my gosh, it's just going so fast. There's not one image. But whatever presents, even if nothing presents, the important element is we're receiving our true self. So we want to remember that we've always been connected. We don't have to worry that, oh, I've gone so far away, there's no way it can come back. That's the belief in separation, and that's the game or the illusion that we've been like under that spell, if you will. So as we're receiving liftoff, the energy that's coming forth is coming forth due to your own determining. There is no outer relevance that has a stronghold over self. So that's the great illusion. We're believing in powerlessness, and so we dream control. But that is, give me one second. It's this merriment all around here. Come on, buddy. All right. We got one more participant. So that is just the illusionary existence. What we're entitled to now is dreaming in bliss. So we are the ones that are setting the record straight. We're the ones turning up the dial. We're the ones allowing, permitting, coinciding with our true relevance. Now, our true relevance is we're already restored because in truth, we never left. So this is a dream of illusion, and we're coming in Maya, and we're coming back to our true relevance. So what we're saying is yes to our holy acceptance. We're saying yes to our holy visioning, and we're saying yes to our own arrival. So as you will allow yourself to be your own guest. So this is pushing this chair out for myself so that I can sit down at the table. You're the one rearranging the furniture. You're the one rearranging the positioning of your own consent. So what you're consenting to has always been there, but now what we're doing is we're returning. So the energies, we all understand this, the energies are signaling our relevance, our attention. So our spiritual DNA is like ready to rock and roll, which be my words, but it's ready for our relevance. So as we will receive with delight, as we will receive with true harmonics. So for me, I'm just seeing all the sacred geometry doing its thing. What we're doing is allowing that relevance. There's the third eye. So we're allowing that story to be told. We're allowing ourselves our future destination. So we want to remember that the future is already present in the now. They want us to feel that. We want to feel that like reach. To my right is the future, to my left is the past, however you want to feel it, but it's within reach. So as we say yes to our determining value, as we say yes to our victory in the now stance, in the now present agenda, it's we afford victory because we're already signaling our future to coincide, to no longer be separate. Remember, it's all in the now. And we're positioning ourselves in true remembrance. So the energy that's coming forth is coming forth to congratulate our stirring, congratulate our understanding, our remembrance, because we signal, we provide those provisions, we lay down. They're showing me like if we're laying down like leaves or breadcrumbs or whatever. But the point is, like, we're walking. So we're walking in terms of our own understanding of self. So it's not a physical walking, it's an energetic allowance, endurance, permitting that truest acclaim. Now, they've been speaking of this, and they're going to continue to speak of this, is as we bring forth that new arrival, things are going to shift. Things, and here's these earth dragons supporting us, things are going to shift very spontaneously, like, because when we align with that future self, in other words, bringing it into our present reality, everything that's in our life is here by vibrational resonance. In other words, we're vibrationally holding it there. So as we have liftoff, as we have higher presence and endurance, that new alignment, oh my gosh, where did that friend, job, relationship, physical disorder, where did it go? Poof, because it's no longer our reality. So the reality we experience in the outer is only a simulation. It's dream material, it's energy. It literally evaporates as we will signal our return. So what we're affording ourselves is the rite of passage, So think about an initiation. You have passed those lessons. You've reconciled those differences, and you're permitting full inclusion. Full inclusion means I open up the record book. I open up and recognize that I'm done with the folly being dualism, the folly being belief in separation. So we're all sort of like waking up from our slumber. Now we all feel that emphasis in different regards. Some of us, it's like, I can't pretend I don't know. For some of us, oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to leave this. What do I do now? And so there's just been, we wanna remember that our higher self is accompanying us. So the part of us that's still kind of finishing out dualism that goes into fear with whatever our next step is, we wanna recognize that partnership now. So we wanna understand that we're in partnership with our divine presence, with our divine self. In other words, it has it all figured out. Whatever it is, if I leave this relationship, then what? If I leave this job, then what? If I leave my old beliefs, then what? Our higher consent, our higher administration has it all figured out. What it's waiting for is our signal of readiness. So whenever we think, I'm just waiting for things to shift on the outer, no, you're not. They are waiting, our higher understanding, our guides, our support, because all of us are drawing on symbolism. We're not just playing with that linear disadvantage anymore. We're drawing in symbolism that will ignite when we state our readiness, when we state our consent. So this is where faith comes in. This is where trust comes in, because we're now going abroad. We're going abroad to what we have not received in a conscious understanding. So this is where the initiation is. When you think of the initiation, where the only way you pass is through that intuitive understanding and awareness, that this is what we're learning to lean on. This is what we're learning to serve. So for the record keeping, for the record book, we have all passed. In other words, everyone that's present, everyone that's listening to this recording, the reason you have shown up, the reason why you are vibrationally compatible is you have already passed former misgivings, former trappings. Take that in your breastplate. Take that as mana. Take that as food, for, like source material. In other words, you're not nearly as lost as you tend to believe. You have already signaled your inheritance. You have already, they're showing me the death card. No one's dying in the physical unless your higher self proclaims it. But the death card is we've already experienced many deaths and we understand this process. So whatever your next step is, they're saying, please understand well, you already are good to go because you have already experienced many deaths. So you stood up to the bully. You stood up to whatever. You overcame the bullies within. So any bullies without, it's just mirroring the bully within. You're learning how to allow love's presence. Because again, that is who we are. We are the divine incarnate. So as you receive this allowance, it's to spot you. It's to give you that extra affordability, that extra energy, that extra acknowledgement for where it is you're about to place your next footing. So they're showing me the King of Wands. So this King of Wands continues to show up in our sessions. So a lot of strength, a lot of affordability, like a lot of let's get it done. So I've got this like in slow motion where he's lifting up his leg, and it's like the Fool's card. So think of the Fool's card off of my Fool's journey. But the reason we've got in essence the King of Wands playing the role of the Fool is to emphasize the power that's now backing us. So all of the treatises, all of the whatever religion you're following, whatever spiritual practice you're following, it's all good. However, the backing that's now following us energetically is not in former times. So you don't want to be limited by whatever you're attending to. Well, it's going to take me 30 years in a cave. Not now. Not now. So we want to allow that extension of miracles, of faith, because this is where we come in. This is where the masters that are now in an incarnation are coming in and proving righteous. We are each proving what didn't exist in whatever formula that you may be engaged in. It didn't exist last week. It didn't exist last month. So we want to allow, you can think of it as magic, you can think of it as spiritual inheritance, you can think of it as God's kingdom, whatever words, but allow there to be a new source derivative, a new source connection that brings forth possibilities that your former self, your conscious awareness, has not yet been privy to. We want to allow this. So showing me the Emerald Tablets. We all understand that we're being activated. We're being activated for new tomorrows unheard of on Earth. So we want to allow for a place of new beginnings. We want to allow for rapture. We want to allow for heavenly consent. We're each waking up to our spiritual mission. Remember, we're all really masters. They don't like that I said really. They want me to correct that. So even that separation is part of my files, if you will. So again, and I'm just mirroring everyone because we're all one. We're all moving into our entitlement that it's a little bit of a heave-ho to build that momentum, to build that concept. You know, when Joshua's like, this and more ye shall do. This and more ye shall do. Not our future grandchildren shall do. Us. We shall do. So we want to start permitting that new introduction of self. When you watch instant manifestation, it's very nice to find what it is you instantly manifested, but that's not why it happened. It happened so you understand your power. It happened so you understand your relevance. You understand what's afoot. You start understanding who exactly you are in your holiness, in your truth, in your divine assertion. So as we will receive this light, we allow true passages to occur. So they're showing me the judgment card. In other words, it's like the second coming in and through us. Don't get hung up on verbiage. It's an accelerated gifting, accelerated presence. You could actually tune off the words and just receive the energy. But the words sort of help us stay present. It gives our mind something to do. So we're receiving this invitation on multiple levels of existence. So we're all multidimensional. So what's coming to us is beyond our expanded nature, our expanded understanding. It's going further than our conscious awareness would necessarily understand or permit. So this is why we have the faith. This is why we have the allowance, so we can travel beyond limitation, beyond form, moving into our ascension status. Our ascension status is really just our real self, which is coming on board. It's signaling. Think of like a computer, or you're in a light ship. Things are getting turned on because you are in that light ship. This is the point. This is the point. Marrying the beloved, marrying our own Christ nature within. So as we will seal our fate, as we will seal this allowance, we allow for true remembrance. So whatever needs to occur, whatever is for our highest and best good, let it present, let it be, let it echo, let it echo. Let it echo. So the echoing, they have me say it three times, because it's allowing that engagement. So our cellular structure, it's vibrating. It's receiving it and vibrating, and we're allowing it to echo. We're allowing our system to ignite. So the spiritual DNA that is coming on board comes to offer us flexibility, new direction, new involvement, seeing things beyond our former witness. Suddenly having this idea that I didn't see that yesterday, but I see it now. Permitting that new life to serve through us as us. So as we will receive our liftoff, we do so with delight. Coming home, releasing conflict. The conflict's not outside, conflict's within self. What we see in the outer shows the conflict that exists within self. All the war, all the drama, war within self. We're not trying to change the world, we're changing our world. And of course, we'll see what the world really is. So as we will receive our true accommodations, you've just been upgraded to first class, best tent in the campsite, whatever first class looks like to you. A visit to Atlantis, whatever your first class, whatever it represents. For me, I'm here with Mother Mary. That's my version of first class. Allow that to present. Allow that to stay. Allow that to be your new traveling vehicle. So your Merkaba that we're coming to understand and ignite, we want to receive that trust of self where we understand our entitlement. And that's where we need a little pumping. Little pumping to come into that true holiness. So as we will receive, we open with open arms, open extension, open breastplate. In other words, our awakened heart. Our awakened heart. And we offer that as a signal of readiness to our I Am presence, to our truth. So imagine that we are one of many masters, all assembled, serving the ascension of Earth. All assembled, watching this very day. watching this very day, watching over this transmission. Receive well, dear ones, receive. Alrighty.